Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, the USDA released the latest WASDE report, and we saw wheat prices decline. What was in that report?
Well, most of the information in the report was neutral to, I think, positive for the market situation. You look at production, it was slightly lower than it was the month before. They did raise ending stocks, but again, it was a minor move. Increase in the U.S., slightly lower world ending stocks. If you look at the average annual price for 17-18 marketing year, they raised it 50 cents. That's good news. I think the problem was is that the report projections or our estimates were above what the trade was expecting. And expectations drive price. Supply and demand is important, but it's what the market thinks supply and demand is and is going to be that drives prices. Their expectations below the USDA, so they adjusted price down.
So where do funds then fit into this situation?
Well, we've been talking about the funds. We're always talking about the funds because they drive the prices in the short run. You go back, two, 3 months, the funds on the Chicago wheat contract, they were about 130,000 contracts short. They are now probably 20 or 25,000 contracts long. If you look at hard red winter wheat or the KC contract, they're probably 20,000, 15, 20,000 long. In other words, the funds have switched from a pessimistic stance to a positive stance, positive to neutral. They may be back to neutral now, stance of the market, and I think that's good news.
What is the latest information you have on the 2017 hard red winter wheat crop?
Well, it's relatively good. Of course, USDA's estimate at 758 million bushels. That was slightly above the trade's 745 million. So what's a few million bushel among friends? But you look at last year, we produced 1,080,000,000 bushels. The five-year average, 880 million bushels. Of course, the Oklahoma crop right at 90 million bushels. It's an excellent milling crop. A good test weight, near 60 pounds. Protein is low, and there's a protein problem, and the millers need protein to get some strength in the flour. But the report I get from the millers is that it's a better milling quality wheat than last year. What they're having to originate is protein, and of course, we've talked about that protein premium.
As we start making plans for the 2018 crop, what are some of the takeaway lessons then?
I think it's the protein. You look at the ordinary wheat or below, it's even to a negative basis. You go out to 12, you're well above a $1.20 premium for that. You go 13, 14, you get over $2 premium for protein. I think the takeaway lesson is that protein premium, maybe not as high as it is now, but it's possible. It's going to be here in June of 18. I think producers need to search for ways that they can increase the protein of the Oklahoma wheat crop, and that's going to increase the demand like we saw this year. You know, we said if you produce a quality product, prices will increase. They produced a good milling product and prices increased, you know, buck and a half overall we saw. And so I figure out how to get a good quality crop next year.
And with all that in mind, marketing strategy that you recommend?
Take the emotion out of the market. The prices are going to be volatile. Take the emotion out. Set target prices. When you hit that price, sell the wheat. Set target dates. If the price doesn't get up to that target price by that date, pull the trigger on it. Take the emotion out of it. Develop a mechanical marketing strategy and write it down and follow it.
Terrific. Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.